This is a nifty graph. This comes from a talk given by Carver Mead at a Caltech public seminar maybe 7 or 8 years ago. He pointed out that when you looked at any technology, there was always a phase transition. Namely, so here's a, supposing there's a technology here by this sort of, represented by the red line with the sharp slope on the diagram, which leads to some improvement. Industry will not adopt this new technology until it's better by some amount, which he called the headroom over the old technology. And the amount of headroom is not so clear, because it depends on how difficult the technology is to adopt. The problem with parallel computing is that the headroom is very large, because it is extremely hard to adopt. You've got to rewrite all your applications. So we do not need a factor of two, which is sort of what the early machines like the CM2 at best gave you. Well, actually, the CM2 probably gave you less than a factor of two. But even the CM5 gave you maybe at best a factor of two. Some of these new machines are giving you more than that. And at least in some areas, that's enough headroom to make them be adopted.